Well, hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you. Really cool to have just a few moments of your time. We're so busy these days. So if you're listening to this, a big thank you. You're the kind of person that wants to grow, that wants to hear God in their life and feel His presence in their life. So strap yourself in. Short message, but I just hope that there's going to be something in here that's blessing you, because I'm always sharing things that are happening in my life and things that I'm experiencing. So it's not just random theory or something I think I should say. It's stuff that I'm actually experiencing. I've done some great recent live talks. So if you haven't heard those, somewhere here on the page on the podcast tab, did a really good one recently on idols and how idols are centered in our life. And I spoke at a men's event just last week on identity and how identity needs to be conferred on us by God. So whether you're a man or a woman, you can listen to that one, identity. There's some really good stuff there. So one of the big things that's helped me grow over the years has just been listening to great stuff. So just get in the habit, download this. You can just right click and download it or listen to it on the page. But just get in the habit of feeding yourself with really great content. So I just want to jump straight in. This is a short message. I want to talk a little bit about worship. It's been a big thing coming up for me constantly. And, you know, for many Catholics, it's you know, worship isn't something we probably think a lot about. We think about going to Mass or going to the sacraments or, you know, praying maybe, or maybe the rosary or praying when you're driving to work. But honestly, I just got to say, we got to really step up a bit, because why is worship so important? You know, I look at other churches and their worship is so central. And to be honest, most of our liturgies and our masses and our music are so bad that I just think God's there going, please, people, stop, all right? Like, you know, honestly, let's just have a quiet, we don't need music today. You know, we don't have a great culture of worship, which is really sad, because, you know, for centuries, great music was so central to the Catholic experience. Anyway, that's a rant for another day. So for many of us, we don't have this natural experience of worshiping God. Now, why is it important? Well, there's this basic idea of, you know, function follows form. What something does is a function of what it is. And, you know, like a vacuum cleaner, it vacuums. You know, a power drill, it drills. You know, cars drive. So the function, the form of something, what it is, its shape, will often tell you its purpose. And what I want to say about the human person is that our deepest identity, you know, the most essential thing about us is that we are created to worship God. That's really it. When you boil it all down, we're designed for fellowship with God, relationship with God, to love God, but to worship God. That's what heaven's going to be about. And often people go, like, that's it? Like, we just stand there and worship? Well, trust me, it's going to be pretty awesome, because we'll be just doing what we're utterly designed to do. So when your life, you know those times when you're in flow, when you're just doing something and it's natural and you're loving it and time just stands still, that will be the experience of worship. Worship's what we're for. So obviously, if we're not worshiping God, we're obviously outside our core function in life. That's a big statement, isn't it? That if we're designed for worship and we're not worshiping, then something's wrong. So what I've become really convicted of is how central worship is. And if you go back to that Idols podcast I did, it was all around Jonah chapter 2, verse 8, where Jonah said, "Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs." Now, I did a whole teaching on that, so go back and listen to that Idols podcast. But basically, that set me on a journey about worship and what we have in the center of our lives, which led me to Tim Keller's book, Counterfeit Gods, which was just a fascinating read, all about the things we have in the center of our lives. You know, where our thinking goes most of the time, what triggers our most volatile emotions. So all of us have idols set up in the center of our lives, which are basically taking good things and making them ultimate things. So we'll take something that's okay in itself and we'll raise it up to the level of kind of a God status, put in the center of our life, and then lose our minds when it doesn't really give us what we want. So all of this, you know, when I read Keller's book, he goes right at the end of the book and he basically says, how do you deal with this? How do you address this idol issue? And he said, it's really simple, worship. Worship places God at the center of our lives. So if there's no worship in your life, you go, well, I pray and I go to church and I go, well, look, man, I'm just the messenger, right? Don't get angry at me. But worship is what it's about. I mean, the Mass ultimately is the worship of God. You know, and the reoffering of Jesus and the sacrifice of Calvary, but it's worship of God. That's why we used to have this amazing music. Now we all sit around going, we are companions on the journey. Like, seriously, like, we don't really worship the way we used to, or the way I think we probably should be worshiping. So really the point of this message was this. When I say to people, you know, worship's the big deal, we've got to get back to worship. Well, people are like, yeah, well, you know, sometimes if I went to a conference or something, or maybe the music was really good, I might kind of sing a bit louder. I just want to hit this really hard. Worship cannot depend, listen to this, worship cannot depend on our feeling states. So I've really learned this last week, right? Because I've had a really tough week, and, you know, I've been just tired and stuff's been happening, and I'm like, my normal prayer routine. See, I'm really lucky because I've got this awesome big office and it's quiet. And I honestly, I'll tell you the truth. I get up at 4 a.m. and then I come down to this office and I have some time to pray the office. I pray the divine office. I pray, you know, the church, the office, right? Pray the office. And then I have some time with scripture study. And then I pull out my guitar and I just go nuts and I worship God. I sing and I just carry on. There's no one around. It's 4 a.m. and I just act like a lunatic just praising God. And I want to tell you a bunch of things, right? First thing is that it's a little bit like going for a jog. When you first start going for a run, or, you know, you just like, your body's going, oh, running, are you tired? And then, but what do you find after a little while? Once you're in flow, once you start to really go, you get in state and you feel great. And I've learned that with worship. It takes time to enter into the presence of God through worship. So I become patient and I just spend some time just slowly worshiping Him and playing music and just beginning to sing. And then sooner or later, I get into a real high state of worship, and I just experiencing the presence of God and honoring Him and worshiping Him. But here's the point of this podcast, what I've really learned. Sometimes you feel terrible. Sometimes I feel really flat and I'm like, oh man, here's the point. Worshiping God cannot depend on our feeling states. I want you to hear that. Worshiping God cannot depend on our feeling states. It just can't. It's just like going, well, you know, the car doesn't feel like driving today. You know, it's a car. It's what it does. It's like, you can't go, well, I don't feel like worshiping God today. I don't care. That's what you're made for. You're made to worship. And coming back to Jonah, where I was doing this study, you know, I just want to give you this really clear biblical idea that so much of the great worship and praise in the scriptures comes from people in really difficult circumstances. So you've got Jonah in Jonah chapter 2. He's inside the belly of the whale, for crying out loud, right? It's not like he's sitting on a deck drinking a pina colada. He's in the belly of a whale. And he cries out in verse 1, "In my distress I called to the Lord, and He answered me. From the depths of the grave I called for help, and You listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, in the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All Your waves and breakers swept over me." Now, Jonah then goes on to eventually have trust in God and finish that prayer by saying, "I know that I will see Your holy mountain again." Like, he has faith and hope, but he's not praying from some sunny magical disposition. He's praying from the depths of despair. And how many times in the Psalms do we see David going, "I'm in the pit. God lifted me out." He's crying out from the wilderness, from fear, from desolation. "Lord, everything's about to go wrong." So many times in the scriptures, the worship of God, the crying out to God didn't happen from, you know, perfect circumstance. It happened from great suffering and trial. So we got to be people who worship God from the depths of our circumstance and our trial. We've just got to cry out, "God, my worship of You doesn't depend on whether or not I feel great about things. My worship of You depends on who You are. And every day I'm going to worship You because of who You are and Your goodness and Your provision, and because You just want us to worship You. That's Your heart for us, that we be people of worship." So that's a lot in there. I'm really passionate about it because I just want to tell you, you know, often it's a struggle for me. I don't want to sound like I'm just some real hyper dude that's just like, it's easy for me. It's not. It can be very hard. So that's the message. Worship cannot depend on your feelings, and we've got to be people of worship. I don't care how you worship, whether it's on your knees at Eucharistic adoration, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in you're starting to play music, and you've got to find a way to worship God. Find your way. Because if we're not worshiping, we're not fulfilling our purpose before God. That's a big statement, but that's what He calls for us. And He calls for us to do it above our circumstance. All right, so that's the message for this week. I hope it's been a blessing to you. Have a listen to some of the previous ones. If you'd like me to come and speak at your church or at your organization or at the school that you work with, I'd love to just speak a message to staff, to young people, whatever I can help to encourage and inspire people to follow after God. I want to do that. So get in touch with me through the website. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been a weekly message for you. Hope it's been a blessing. And keep an eye out on your email because there'll be another one coming really soon. Have a great night, week, evening, and I'll speak with you again very soon.